This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. By the way, we are broadcasting on the Genesis Communications Network, and that's GCN. You can find us on GCNlive.com. We're streaming over there, too. By the way, to anyone that doesn't have a radio and wants to listen to us that way. And we're going out to great radio stations all across America as well on the Salem Media Group on some of the largest stations in America. And, of course, we can be heard also various independent stations out there, and we thank them very much for doing that, picking us up. And we also, with the Internet connection, have the ability to be able to talk to everybody and anybody. And apparently tonight we have people we're talking to in Germany and in India, which is not abnormal. We have a lot of listeners over there that like to listen to us. Thank you very much. And, of course, you can hear us on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, getting the job done, helping America roll along, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. We appreciate you, and thank you very much. And, of course, the FedEx and the UPS drivers that are out there, our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, appreciate you out there as well. Our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and diesel and jet fuel. And speaking of jets, how about our American pilots and our American mechanics working down there in Dallas and Fort Worth tonight? Appreciate you guys listening in. And the same for Delta up in Atlanta. We appreciate you. And, of course, Sam the Man, if you're listening, a big shout-out to you. And following us on Facebook is easy, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. That's the Captain's America Radio Show. And don't forget, we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social. We're also on X as at Captain's America, and our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. You can go over there and check and find out all sorts of things, as well as get a link for this gentleman right here, the professor of politics, a.k.a. Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
You betcha. All right, and they're going to go back inside because it's 79 degrees. It dropped the temperature 1 degree, so they don't want to get too cold, you know. And it's mostly cloudy, so there's no moon to watch tonight. You got clouds to watch.
Indeed, yes.
And we've got rain that's building up, too, so it could get very interesting. We could have a couple of interesting days here in Florida with something that's transpiring to our west in the Gulf, but it won't be a storm. It'll just be rain. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Of course.
All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Now, we've got to bring into the mix here what we just mentioned before we went to break and did the trucker segment and all that stuff. And that is that Representative James Comer said that President Joe Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware, was listed as the on a beneficiary's rest form for the receipt of two bank wires in the amount of payments of $250,000 each sent to his son, Hunter Biden.
Well, that's right. We understand that as part of their investigation, Comer and the committee there subpoenaed the financial records that relates to this particular bank account where they originated these wires from Beijing, evidently.
That's right. And unfortunately, the new information emerges 2 days before the first hearing in the House's Biden impeachment inquiry, which is set to take place. Now, and by the way, we also have the debate coming up, too, right?
Well, that's right. That's tonight, Wednesday night. It's going to be at the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley, and it's going to take place right under the Air Force One, in one of the Air Force One Boeing 707s that's preserved there at the Reagan Library. So it should be pretty, at least a spectacular setting for that debate, Captain.
Yeah, I remember that my wife loved that so much when she was alive that we went there and we took a look at that museum and we got to, you know, climb all over that thing, walk through there and take the tour and whatnot. It was really spectacular. Ronald Reagan was, of course, a hero to many and encouraged a lot of people to do a lot of things. And I can say that I was one of them who was thoroughly impressed with his style and the way he did stuff. And, you know, he was just, in my words, he could do no wrong. But what's going to happen here, Kyle? What do you think? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, first of all, we've got these wires originating from Beijing, and they're linked to a company called BHR Partners. Hunter Biden was on the board, evidently, according to information, for this company, BHR Partners. So there were two wires. One was for $10,000. This is back in July 2019. Then in August 2019, there was another one for $250,000. So, yeah, it's a good gig if you can get it, and evidently it came from at least a bank in Beijing, it looks like.
All right. Kyle, we'll be right back. I'll be right back with more. And when we come back, we're going to tell you about Philadelphia, where a bunch of kids, a big bunch of kids, took control of a shopping area and pretty much tore it to pieces, ransacking the area. You won't believe this one. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
All right, and I'll give you three guesses, and the first two don't count as to who that was. But anyway, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell and company. I had a chance to talk to him last week, and he was telling me that he appreciates everybody and taking part in this sale, this huge sale that he's got, the 20-year anniversary, having sold over 80 million MyPillows already. Wow. Holy smokes. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, that's your key, promo code CAPTAIN, that'll unleak all the savings that are over there, and you can give them a call if you want at the phone number 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. You've got the MyPillows that are on sale, the Pillow Pillows. You can buy one, get one in certain circumstances. You can also go over there and get the towels that I bought a couple of sets of and just absolutely love them. You can also get the bed sheets that he's got there. You can get the pajamas. You can get the mattress toppers. I've got one of those. If you got a pet, you can get a pet bed. And I'll tell you what, I got a friend that's got a pet, and the dog won't get out of the bed half the time because he likes it so much. And then you can also go with the mattresses and the mite slippers and a whole bunch more stuff, too numerous for me to mention. What you got to do is you got to go to the MyPillow.com website, use the promo code CAPTAIN, take advantage of it. That's going to save you the money. Promo code CAPTAIN, 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459, and happy, happy, happy shopping. Well, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I just saw the storm track going out several days for this second storm that's down lower than Philippe, and it is going to be coming in below the Dominican Republic and Cuba, which will bring it into the Gulf of Mexico at least 7 to 10 days from now because it's a slow mover, which means, guess what? Here we go again. All the water. All the water. We'd like to talk about that because that's what happens when these storms stay out there, right?
Well, exactly right, yes.
Yep, and it's never the wind that's really going to get you. It is the water, because it moves everything in its path, everything. So keep your eyes on the prize out there. All right, well, Chucky Boy Schumer is taking a victory lap. He's announced that the Senate has struck a bipartisan stopgap government funding deal.
Well, that's right, and it's bipartisan, and that's, you know, we'll see where this really goes. That's right. They said they worked all over the weekend in order to make those happen. It's a bipartisan continuing resolution is what we understand. So it's not a budget. It's not something like that. But at the very least, I think that to some degree, both sides do not want to have a shutdown. It doesn't really work for either, although the Democrats might think it might work a little bit in their favor, because what they would want to do, Captain, is they'd want to point to seeming chaos in the Republican Party or rebellion from some of the hard right members of Congress against the Speaker. I mean, they want to make some narrative out of all that.
Well, and they got to change the subject, because right now the doors are closing. The indicted senator from New Jersey, Bob Menendez, is facing an avalanche of calls right now to resign from Democratic colleagues. I understand at least half a dozen of them have been very vocal about it, as well as the Republicans that are out there. And now some of his constituents are speaking up saying, hey, man, the jig is up.
Well, that's right. And so, you know, there's a couple of things going on here. Number one, you've got Democrats who are calling for his resignation. You've got, I think, even some House members calling for it as well. Right now these are allegations, right, and this kind of thing. So you'd think that they would say, well, he's going to fight this and so forth. But in reality, though, it does better for them if he does resign. It does better for the Democrat Party, because this can all be used going into next year's election, and they've got a very slim margin there. So I think they'd rather roll the dice and take their chances with somebody who got appointed and then have somebody run for that seat, and they could maintain that seat, whereas with Menendez in power, it could be a different story, or in office could be a different story.
And there is another story that's emerging here, because I'm amazed watching Donald Trump and watching his numbers. A Morning Consult poll now has Trump 43 points ahead in the GOP race. Nobody's even close.
That's right, according to these polls. But, of course, Donald Trump is, I think I'm just paraphrasing here, saying, you know, everybody's wasting their time running for president on the GOP side. He's far and away. Of course, he's not going to come to the debate. And that could work also against him to some degree as well, because the general election is not the primary. And this could also be a mistake that he's making early on. He needs to be able to articulate his message. Yes, he can run on his record, and if he can just go in and just wipe the floor with everybody, then go do it so that everybody realizes that you really are the 500-pound gorilla. But by staying away, he opens the door for somebody to make to get some good hits, as it were, coming out of this debate. We'll see.
Now, Philadelphia last night was literally ransacked, the downtown section, and a lot of the stores that were there. Looters, and these were younger kids, teenagers probably, and maybe some younger college-age kids, descended into Philadelphia, into the central part of the city, the business district, and just tore through an Apple store, a Lululemon, Foot Locker, and other stores in there, just ransacking and taking whatever they wanted.
Well, that's right. And if you've ever been to Apple stores or Lululemon or Foot Locker, these places, I mean, they have, high-end, good merchandise, especially.
Yeah, most of that stuff's tied down. Most of that stuff is tied down securely.
Well, what they're starting to call this, organized retail theft.
Yeah.
So much so that we've got places like Target, or stores like Target in New York City, San Francisco, Oakland, Pittsburgh, Portland. They're starting to pull their stores because they can't guarantee the safety of their employees.
Do you blame
or
them?
Of their customers, right?
Yeah, do you blame them?
No, I don't blame them at all, because just like what we saw even in Los Angeles not all that long ago, it is near in the Los Angeles area, I think it was a Nordstrom store that just had a mob come through. So it's perhaps gang related, but it's also just, it's even a lot more organized than that. I think it's broader than just being, quote, in a gang, because you have large numbers of people who go in, they know exactly what they're doing, and then, by the way, they have little pop-up stores that follow these robberies where they try to sell the merchandise.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, maybe somebody ought to go in and and then rob their pop-up store. I don't know what to say.
Pop off the pop-off store, yeah. Hey, listen, you mentioned San Francisco. Well, there's another story about San Francisco here. They are preparing to clear the homeless camps after the court clarified the definition of involuntary homeless.
Well, that's exactly right. So the idea is that if you go up to a homeless individual and you offer them shelter and they decline it, I think what this decision, this court, was the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, they clarified that if somebody declines shelter, then they can't be classified anymore as involuntarily homeless. And so therefore, I believe then they can be moved on, basically, in order to clear them from whatever, they may be blocking something, or they may be on a public street, or, you know, this kind of thing. So it's a major move in a new direction for this.
Now, Oakland has entered into the mix of all of this discussion with the thefts and the constant breaking in and whatnot. The businesses in downtown Oakland have gone on strike over the rampant crime that's there and said that's it. They boarded up their stores and they've done what they can to try to secure their place, and they're not going to be opening again until the police do something, the government does something about it to stop it.
There's more than 200 of these local businesses that have done just that, and they reach across a spectrum of businesses. They just can't take it anymore. This is the fruition. This is the evolution of what began with defund the police and don't prosecute criminals and no bail and all these kinds of crazy ideas that create a totally destabilized atmosphere, to where now you can't even just conduct business on a normal basis in a major American city. That, Captain, is a big, big problem.
We need to bring that up with Denise Simon, so we'll remember that when we do that. Okay, hold that thought, Kyle. All right, folks, we're coming right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Wednesday. Wednesday, Wednesday, Wednesday. That means we'll have some people with us, hour number four, Patrick Kyle, and of course, our good friend Brandon Rhymes. Don't go anywhere.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The federal probe into President Biden's handling of classified documents before taking office now extends to an examination of Obama-era security measures and White House procedures. Investigators led by Special Counsel Robert Hur have interviewed numerous witnesses, including Secretary of State Antony Blinken, over the course of 9 months. They've questioned a wide range of former aides, from high-level advisors to executive assistants, and even one White House attorney. Sources present during the interviews suggest instances of carelessness during Biden's vice presidency have been uncovered. President Biden stood in solidarity with UAW members on the picket line in Michigan, demonstrating his unwavering support. Holding a bullhorn, he addressed the striking workers, emphasizing their rightful claim to a substantial pay raise.
Now they're doing incredibly well. And guess what? You should be doing incredibly well, too.
This is the first time a sitting U.S. president has stood shoulder to shoulder with workers on a picket line. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wooncare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And again, folks, they are my podiatrists of choice with the problems that I've had. They've helped me with my feet, my left foot, my ankle, my leg. And they found what the problem was, and they treated it aggressively and literally saved my life, because it would have killed me had it got any further, absolutely positively. But their number is 727-896-4615. And I don't care where you're listening to me from, anywhere in the country. You can call them up, and you can at least get a referral for over there in your area where you're at, and I'm sure they'll do that for you. And they do have a satellite office in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So 727-896-4615, 727-896-4615, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. Go over there and check them out. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Professor.
Hello, Captain.
You know, would it be sad to say that U.S. consumer confidence has once again taken a dive
to a four-month low, and home sales are tumbling as we speak?
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly what's happening.
But that's not what you hear people trying to tell us. Depends on where you're at, to some degree. Florida may be an exception to the rule, but Florida's still moving around.
Well, but high prices are happening just about everywhere.
Oh, the homes are out of sight. I mean, you can't, you know, a home that I got years ago that would have cost me, say, $150,000, $169,000 to that range, like $149,900 something to $169,900 something, because that's what the house was that we bought was right in the middle of that, is now going for about $450,000.
Yeah, it's unreal, the amount of increase that these homes have. And what happens, though, too, Captain, is you have younger people or people starting out in their careers, and they don't have really a ghost of a chance right now of buying a home. So they'll end up renting, obviously, and they'll rent for a long, long, long time. And part of the American dream has always been home ownership to one degree or another, and it's been a way that people build wealth. I've seen several things recently about, you know, older Americans, older people now being able to sell their homes cash out. They might have bought them for, you know, $50,000 all those years ago, but they're selling them for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars at this point. So it's a major, major thing. But of course, we've also got more fears about the higher prices. We've got fears about inflation, fears about a recession. You know, people are working, but they can't work long enough and hard enough, it seems like, in order to be able to make enough money to make ends meet. That's a huge problem.
Now, 60 Minutes, which is not by any stretch of the imagination a conservative, nor could it be, show, definitely leans to the left, definitely progressive, definitely far left, correct?
Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's coming from CBS, sure.
Yeah, has discovered that America is funding Ukraine's first responders, farmers, and small businesses. And they presented this case in such a way that we've got people in Maui that are only getting like $700 off the bat, and they're having to wait for claims, and people in some of these affected storm areas that aren't getting the money off the bat like what they thought they were going to get from FEMA and this, that, and the other. And they've got a good point, but unfortunately their facts are just a little bit twisted.
Well, right. So what they're doing is they're subsidizing Ukraine's economy.
Yeah.
You know, we're giving them billions upon billions upon billions of dollars and material for the war. But this is coming as a surprise to Americans that we're actually subsidizing other parts of their economy overall. And so while, of course, we have our own issues, as you just mentioned, here in this country, it's going to be a hard pill to swallow to say, okay, well, wait a minute. You know, what happens here? Shouldn't America come first on that? We understand about the war aid. We get it. But this is opening up a larger scope that Americans may not be so happy about.
Well, you're absolutely right. And this is unfortunately what the left likes to do here, speaking from personal experience. They like to go after something or somebody with only some of the facts, and some of the facts when they're presented to them, they just refuse to look at, and they make up things. They go like, well, we can't read that. That's not legible, even though you're looking right at it, and you can see it plain as a day. So, you know, it's not something that's not been done before.
Well, exactly right. So, you know, there's so much money. It's oodles and oodles of money. And so this is why I think Americans also have a hard time trying to understand, well, why is the government shutting down? And we, you know, we're spending all this money and, but we give it all away. And yet, you know, we don't have any left for ourselves. It just goes on and on and on. And unfortunately, it's just too much of a tangled web sometimes.
Okay. Well, Russia has been, talking really tough, and I get it. But all of a sudden, Russia may have given Ukraine the terms for ending the war.
That's right. This is an interesting article in Newsweek that we saw earlier, and that has to do with a top Kremlin official, they say, on Saturday had made the suggestion that Russia could agree to end the war in Ukraine if they meet the key condition. The key condition, evidently, is not necessarily really something new. And this is the funny thing about this, is that Ukraine would have to promise, you know, or agree to the fact that it would never be an aligned nation. It would never be part of some other bloc. And that's, you know, in other words, like being part of NATO. But evidently, the 1990 Declaration of State Sovereignty for Ukraine actually does proclaim that Ukraine would be permanently a neutral state that doesn't participate in military blocs, quote unquote. So this is quite interesting. You know, is this what it would take? I mean, is this the whole reason that all these people are dying? Is it? It can't be that simple. It just seems to be way, way, way too simple.
Yeah, something's not right there, but we'll see. We'll wait and see. By the way, Chinese and their social media have censured another top economist for his bearish predictions. I guess he said the economy in China sucked, right?
Well, that's right. And now he's making predictions, these, as you said, bearish predictions about the economy. And of course, we all know what's going on with their property sector. And this is a major, major malfunction for them. So he's saying it's going to take along the lines of a decade or 10 years to actually try to fix it, which, you know, is probably going to be just a terrible thought for the Chinese government. They can't wait that long to put things in order but of course, we all understand their command economy. I don't expect it to be put in order anytime soon. This is why they run into these problems, right? Evidently, yeah, he's going to be censured again, evidently, about this, yeah.
So I got a question for you. Why do I care what British actress Kathy Tyson says when she goes on the news somewhere and called and says calling someone woke is just as bad as an offensive racial slur?
Well, you know, I think because this is a textbook example of trying to simply control language that you don't like. Now, I want to say this to clarify. Because racial slurs are inherently bad, they're mean-spirited, they're wrong, they shouldn't be hurled at anybody, but their racial slurs are based on some immutable characteristic, some ethnicity or race or this kind of thing. And of course that's wrong. Why would you ever do that to somebody, first of all? Because that's just terrible. But being woke is not an immutable characteristic that you might have. It's a philosophy overall.
Yeah.
So if you tell somebody you can't call me woke, that's like a racial slur. Well, it's not. You're just trying to control the language to keep me from saying what you're thinking about.
Yep, makes sense to me. Okay, hold that thought, folks. Kyle will be right back, and we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to check the weather around the country again. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission. What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Mysterious group.
Well, that's a Creedence, right?
That's Creedence Revival. Yeah, it's called Born on the Bayou. And that song was popular years ago. Of course,
A lot of people don't realize this, but back in the day, Creedence was actually a peace band.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, of course.
Yes, they were. They were. Just go take a look at some of their songs from the Vietnam era. You'll find out. Now, I want to mention that this is the Truckers and Highways and Byway Report here, and it's brought to you by Pilot and Flying J, and we appreciate them. And pull on in there. Check them out. Largest truck stop chain in the country. You'd be glad you did. And don't forget to get into the deli and grab some of those chicken strips and some of those thick sliced potatoes. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. It's an unreal experience to go in there and try that. Okay, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, we continue to see this rain that's coming in all over the coastline there, Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
Looks like the rain's heading into Seattle about this hour here. We still have lots and lots of rain down around Portland. It is moving east. There's sort of a little gap now between the coastal area, Portland, and on the one side or the other of Interstate 5. But either way, you're going to have rain coming up and down Interstate 5, at least from Eugene up to Portland. It looks pretty clear up to Seattle, but all that could change, of course, as this rain continues to move east. Then as you get south of Eugene, looks like you're going to be a little smoother sailing, a little rain to the west of Medford right now. But that's what we're seeing on the map right now, and so just be careful, because we are having those atmospheric rivers coming in this week into the Seattle, Portland area, Washington and Oregon. We continue as well with the frost advisory. This is going to be west of Wallensburg in southern Colorado, near Alamosa in Conejos. So be careful out there.
Well, let's check the middle of the country, starting with North Dakota, South Dakota, then Nebraska, then Kansas, then Oklahoma. Looks like clear sailing for everybody out that way. Matter of fact, I'll go over into Minnesota. Same thing there from what I can see. Illinois, Iowa's looking good, by the way. So isn't Missouri, so isn't Arkansas, so isn't Louisiana, except for one little area, which we'll tell you about in a minute. All right, going into Texas, though, we've got the schmutz up there, the dirty air that's that's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And, of course, along with that comes a little bit of fog, so it's making it a little bit miserable over that away. We've also got some fog coming off the Gulf. Just to the south and the west of Houston, on down towards Galveston, and then it's kind of hit or miss all the way down to the bottom, down to Brownsville, pretty much along the waterway down there, but you will have some going inland to where the highway is, so it'll make it a little interesting for you. Now, over in Louisiana, as I said, we have an area over there from about Lafayette over to New Orleans, and then coming up towards Lake Pontchartrain. There's been a lot of water this week that's come down from the storms and whatnot, winding up in Lake Pontchartrain, so we do have some low-level areas of flooding there, so be advised of that. And then moving up the line, going straight up the Mississippi River, looking good for the rest of Louisiana, looking good for Mississippi, looking good for Tennessee, Kentucky, and Illinois, in the middle of Illinois, right straight parallel with Chicago, about halfway between Chicago and Iowa. You've got an area, and this might be along I-80, I might add. You've got an area in there where you've got not only a frost watch, but you've got a small stream advisory as well, probably from all the rain they've been having up above there, up to the north, which is not visible this morning on the map, thank goodness. However, in the upper peninsula of Michigan, you do have some shoreline flooding there. Again, that's probably coming from the way the wind's blowing north to south. And coming on down and going across, let's go east. We'll go east over into upstate New York. Upstate New York, you've got a freeze warning in the Adirondacks this morning up there in the Lake Placid area and north of Lake Champlain. And east of Watertown, right there in the middle of the Adirondacks, you got a freeze warning. We talked about it yesterday. And moving on down the coastline now. And by the way, there has been some rain developed. Southern New Jersey's getting rain right now as we speak. Parts of Delaware, parts of Maryland along the water. You've also got some rough seas there still from that hurricane that's moved out to sea. So keep in mind, It's not the only one that's there, by the way. And then you've got some iffy weather all the way down to North Carolina. Now, I will point out that you need to keep your eyes on the skies and pay attention to what's going on here for the next 5 to 7 days. We've got two storms. We've got Philippe, which is coming further west now than what they said it was going to, but it looks like it's going to make a turn and go away from the U.S. We won't know yet until it gets over another 2 or 3 days away to see where it's at. And the storm that's below it, which isn't a named storm yet, but will be soon, is taking a more southern track, which is going to bring it, according to the latest tracking that I've seen, is going to bring it south of the Dominican Republic and Haiti and Cuba, and more than likely, it's going to wind up coming into the Gulf of Mexico sometime late next week. So there you have it. Now, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J real quick, please.
All right, folks, the Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report here on the program. Check them out at pilotflyingj.com. Check out their My Rewards Plus app, where you can save money, earn points, and save time. Pilotflyingj.com.
Yippee-yi-yo, Kyle Patty. Okay, let's go up to the top line, pick up Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Hunter Biden... two wires of $250,000 each coming from Beijing, China, to the Biden address of his dad, Joe Biden.
One was for $10,000, and the other was for $250,000. And Hunter was using the father's address as the official address. Hunter was not living there at the time, although, you know, he has been living with his father on and off, but at that time he was not living there. He was living in California. Now, this came as a result of Comer, head of the oversight, did a subpoena to a bank and got those two records. So Comer had some kind of indication, probably off of the suspicious activity report, in order for he to initiate the subpoena. So that's how that came to be. There's more out there.
Well, we'll talk about that on the other side of the break and a lot more. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Also, check out the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Find out more about her over there as well. And Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, host of the Kyle Warren Show. And we will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.